When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I knew Courtney was going to be chosen for jury duty.
Wow.
I knew that she was going to be chosen.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
What is it?
How?
Greg's right here.
No, he's a baby elephant.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You like a little bit of, like a little pain in the
No, no, I don't want no pain in the... Okay. It depends
Shine
on...
Shine does. Yes. Shine likes the pain in the scratch.
Yeah, depends on the woman. If she likes those kind of like real, like pointy, or if she likes more of, I don't know, like is it called a French tip?
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
They don't make the playoff. Let's say Bill Belichick Stop calls out. Are you kidding me? If Bill Belichick said he wanted to go to Alabama, they'd fire his ass today.
Curtis.
What are you talking about? There'd be a million jobs for
you
Bill
just
Belichick.
Said that there's not a million jobs in the league.
Who's in the NFL, it's very different.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimy. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Shime only respects playing both ways if you're making the food and then eating it.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken abundance. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Good morning.
What up? Welcome back, Legal Eagle.
Hey, yeah. Thank you so much.
Our very own juror is back. I don't know for how long. Are you here all morning, a part of the morning?
I'm here all morning today.
Okay.
All
right. Just today?
Yes.
So the case is ongoing?
Correct.
Why are you not there today?
I don't know what I can and can't say, so I am going to say, I cannot comment at this time.
Oh man.
Are you under suspicion of being on the take, like in some kind of a John Grisham novel or something?
No, I have been taking this extremely seriously. I have been dressing to impress.
You were dressed to impress.
To respect.
Yes. Oh,
I respect the court.
Okay.
And I will. The one thing I will say, the nicest people work there. Like, I was so prepared to go and have the experience of, you know, the DMV or the RMV where everyone's miserable and it's just every day doing the same thing over and over again, tedious work. Yeah. Everybody is so kind, so nice, so helpful, wants to make sure that you're all taken care of, like just very, very nice people.
Is that because the judge let you post Instagrams from his chambers?
Nope.
No, okay.
I didn't. I haven't posted. I posted one video outside. That was it.
Criminal or civil trial?
I don't know. I don't think I can say.
I think you really? Can. I mean, I think it's America.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a big issue.
Since we don't know the case... Nobody would know what you're talking about. Where are you leaning right now?
I haven't heard all the evidence yet, Curtis.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's where are you leaning right now?
I can't lean anyway.
You should just judge the defendant based on appearance only.
Right. Would they look in Skims?
That's a good way to do it.
I don't know if it's a male or a female. I don't know what it is.
She reads an article on Karen Reed, and she's already made a decision. Now it's like, well, I've been there for a day. I don't really know where I'm leaning. You can at least say, is it criminal or civil?
I don't think I can.
Why?
Don't get her kicked off.
I know.
I get kicked off.
That's exactly what would happen.
Right. Win-win.
Yeah. If she's not there today, what could it really be? Like, you know what I mean? DNA test to see if the guy's the father.
She's not on the Maury Povich show. No, she's actually in a court of law.
Do they say, all right, as soon as they put you on the jury, then the next day we're taking the day off.
And I have to say, I owe Shime an apology because when he got jury duty, I was like, how did you not get out of it? I thought I had done everything. I had answered the questions. It was like there was no way that they were going to put me on this jury. I'm like, my job, I do the radio. I host the news segment every day.
Yeah, you said all those things.
Everything. Karen Reed I brought up.
Wow.
They must be desperate for jurors. Yes. That's probably
that's why.
What a shot at Courtney.
Any chance you can get paid off?
Yeah. No. No? I'm taking this very seriously.
No. By like who the defense.
I'm taking it very seriously.
The suspect.
Courtney, do you have an NIL deal with any of the people in the case?
What was that John Grisham book about the tobacco case where I'm asking a bunch of people like Wiggy who don't read about the tobacco case where long ahead of time they identify possible jurors?
The Runaway Jury.
The movie was good. The book was good. Great, not to be that person.
Oh, you're that guy.
But no, I'm not. But they identify the jurors long before the who might be a juror long before the trial even starts, and find one of them who can turn the jury in their direction, just in case they end up going to a jury. It's a great, great story.
You think that really happens?
Great story. I don't.
It's a novel.
Well, you're gonna find out.
Well, no. I also Wiggy has been in my ear a lot recently, and when he brought up, there's no way with your dad and what he's done as a living. So I really leaned into that.
Yeah. Wow. When you ask about things that I think really happened or would never happen, I don't know how to answer anymore because we are currently, I feel like, under. The United States is under alien drone attack. I don't know if I can focus on sports this morning when there are alien drones that are attacking the United States of America, and the FBI doesn't know what they are. Congress can't figure out what they are. This is like every space movie that I've alien UFO movie that I've seen. There's a bunch of people who notice something up in the sky and they go, oh, that's interesting. Let me get a video. And then they go about their business. They go show up at the, you know, and work the deli counter at the grocery store. And like hours later, days later, there's an alien force that's invading. Is anybody else concerned about this or is it just me?
I am. And I texted one of my best friends who lives in New Jersey and I said, is everything okay? And she said she didn't know anything about it.
I don't know
so
nothing about it.
So that's scary too.
What's going on?
That's scary too.
It's not shocking.
Well, what's going on? There's aliens in New Jersey?
That's the point. We don't know what's going on.
Nobody knows. Nobody can tell you.
There are drones everywhere.
How do you miss this stuff? There are these drones that are flying. There's 50 drones. Shime, grab me that news report.
Okay.
There are, not only are they in New Jersey and various parts of America, they are flying in formation over some of our military bases, not only here, but in other parts of the world. You look like you want to say something, Shime.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make a joke. They clearly watch Mighty Ducks, even in outer space, because ducks fly together.
That is correct.
Well, they can't be that intelligent of a life form if they decided to fly over New Jersey.
Well, no disrespect to New Jersey, but it's right on the water. It'd be a good entry point into America.
They're looking for Springsteen.
Or as Aaron Rodgers pointed out with McAfee, it's Bedminster, which is the home of the president-elect and Woody Johnson.
Oh, is that where it is?
Apparently, they've been flying over the president-elect's golf course.
All right.
Apparently what it was is they were able to see his toupee from space. And so they wanted to fly directly there and find out what the object was. But here's the, listen to this and tell me you're not terrified, please.
The U.S. Air Force says unidentified drones have been spotted over four joint U.S. and U.K. military bases in England. The mysterious drones have repeatedly appeared for over a week now. Stephanie Bennett is live in London. So, Stephanie, this is pretty disturbing. What do we know about these drones?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Julie. I mean, the details are still very limited at this time. We do know that the sightings started last week on November 20th, and they have really ranged in size, in style, and also the amount that we've been seeing over that last week or so. Now, a senior British official confirmed to Fox that the UK has deployed about 60 troops, including counter-drone specialists, to help determine who is behind this and to help defend the air bases amid fears it's a potential coordinated operation. They're describing the incidents as unusual and say this is a serious set of circumstances. Take a look at this map. The bases are spread across England and are all used by U.S. Air Force. Now, the drones have been seen over RAF Fairford, Lakenheath, Mildenhall, and Feltwell. For now, civilian police, supported by the UK Ministry of Defense, have launched an investigation. And so far, we're told there has been no impact to residents or infrastructure, and they have not been identified as hostile. While a Ministry of Defense spokesperson said, we take threats seriously and maintain robust measures at defense sites, but as of right now, it has not had any significant mission impact. At a Pentagon briefing, Fox's chief national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin asked whether the drones appear to be those of hobbyists or something more sinister and concerning.
Again, it would be, premature to draw any conclusions. We've got to see what these are. I mean, it's entirely possible that it...
Draw the conclusions! Shoot them down!
Yeah.
Curtis, why aren't they shooting them down? Would you guess?
I mean, who knows? Maybe they have far more artillery up there than we do. And
advanced weapons?
We start a war and then boom, we're all dust.
They probably have lasers. They probably have some kind of deadly lasers
or maybe they can use. They also have the 400 pages of demands from Belichick on there. So
great job by Mitch getting all the videos up immediately. Mm-hmm. There are some that look like there's so many that they're shooting stars. And then there's one that it looks like the biggest drone airplane spaceship I've ever seen. I don't understand how you have no idea what that is or where it's coming from.
Come out at night?
They only seem to come.
You can probably only see them at night.
What do you mean?
If there's 50 drones in the sky at nighttime, and then you go out in the day, and they're all gone.
No, you know what they do is
they blend in with the clouds.
No, some of them they're basically illuminated orbs, and when planes come close, they de-illuminate themselves, so they go dark. And then when the plane is gone, they light themselves back up again.
Yeah, but so I said, what about the daytime?
But that's not a normal drone. It's not some jackass like Shime, gaming with his friends on Reddit that's flying his drone. There's a coordinated drone assault on America going on,
right.
And you're the first person who would obviously be kidnapped anyway, because you'd be taken to Mars or another planet because you don't pay any attention.
Well, technically, it's not an assault. It's more surveillance.
We all know what planet Wiggy would go to.
How do you...
The one on Twitch right now, that is a UFO. That is not a drone. That is a UFO.
How would you know that it's not an assault, first of all?
Well, they haven't assaulted anybody.
Well,
that's why.
You don't know what kind of weapons they use.
Haven't used a weapon. That's why it's not an assault.
They literally could be mind-melding you right now, and you have no freaking idea. That's the problem.
Have
you ever watched a movie about aliens? They do weird ass that you don't even know they're doing to you until it's too late.
Yeah, it's probably just some crazy person. It's probably some group of dudes in their mom's basement.
If that's what it is,
why is the guy in front of Congress saying, I have no idea what it is?
I don't know, because they're not shooting them down for whatever reason.
Belichick.
Wiggy said that we're idiots. I guess Congress is idiots.
And of course they are.
Of course they are. They're politicians.
So is the FBI.
You believe they don't know what it is?
Believe that they don't know what
it is.
Okay. Anyway.
Aliens.
I do know what happened to the Bruins last night. They were crushed by the first legit team that they had played in the Joe Sacco era.
Eek.
Am I right about that, Shime? You and I were watching.
God, Greg.
We were watching and texting throughout the majority of that game last night.
First of all, 8 o'clock start sucks.
I know.
So bad. Luckily, 45 minutes later, we can go to bed.
It's Canada, but they go down 2-1, and it's over, basically. That team, they were saying last night, is 14-0 when they go up 2-0. So that game was over after the first period.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and then they just added insult to injury by pounding you 8-1.
So I don't know what to tell you. It was your lead yesterday that this was going to be the first legit team, essentially, they have played since they got rid of Jim Montgomery, and they get blown out 8-0. There was the same old issues, like lack of back check on that second goal that Winnipeg scored last night, like guys taking their own sweet time getting back. I mean, that's a great goaltender that you played last night, but that doesn't matter to me. They just don't have it.
No.
I guess we can keep saying it's early, but it's almost Christmas too. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's like I don't know who's a bigger tease, them or the Red Sox, because like they won 4 in a row. I got excited. I'm like, all right, we're back. We have an NHL season, and then they finally play a legitimate opponent and they get absolutely pummeled. So I don't know what to expect from this Bruins team. They feel like they're not fully in it, even with the coaching change now. Like David Pastrnak scored his first. The power play goal since like October 26th or something.
Yeah.
Just, I don't get it, man.
I just have one question for Wiggy about the drones. Mm-hmm. You said, where do they go during the day? Do you ask the same thing about stars?
Yeah, I wonder where stars are. I don't know where stars go during the day.
Don't see them. It's dark outside.
So,
you see them.
Oh, so that's what it is. You can't see drones in the daytime.
They can disguise themselves, I guess.
I mean, I'm asking the question. That's all it is.
What some say, some witnesses say they appear to be doing is they come out of the ocean.
Okay, the drones?
The drones appear for a while in the sky. They buzz the coastline of New Jersey and other places, and then they disappear back into the ocean or back to space.
Where are they going in the ocean, Atlantis?
Right. I don't...
Yes.
They're aliens. They can do whatever.
Are you a non-believer?
I believe there's extraterrestrial life, but I do not believe in any way, shape, or form this is an alien attack.
Okay, then
they would have just attacked instead of just flying little drones around.
Maybe it's a test run. Have you ever thought about maybe a test run?
If they have the intelligence to create these kinds of drones and a means to which traverse space, they would already know everything that's going on here, Greg.
Okay. Maybe they are trying to present themselves in a friendly way.
All right.
Why wouldn't they just present themselves instead of flying drones around?
We have an incoming president who has countless times promised to release all of the information on space aliens and unidentified flying objects. Maybe they're trying to get ahead of that.
Well, it's Area 51 with a scare tactic.
Don't hold your breath on that. He was in office for 4 years and released none. I don't think he's actually going
to
do that.
Maybe they would like to introduce themselves in a friendly way as opposed to being introduced by our government as evil. Yeah.
So what I'll go with that theory. They want to introduce themselves.
Okay.
So the drones,
right before Christmas.
So the drones are just here getting the intel, making sure.
Well, they're like, send 50 drones down there, fly around, see if anybody notices.
Right.
Wouldn't they like send a message via a drone then, Greg? Right.
This is a pretty clear message, wouldn't you?
No, this isn't.
Courtney,
you have no idea what they want.
You guys notice how more on the ball Courtney has been since she's been paying attention in court?
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent job today.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. And next time that I misspeak, I will say that the aliens are melting my brain. Right. That's where that's coming from.
Amen.
I wouldn't we rather it be aliens than like Iraq? I mean, I'm going best case scenario here. I think I would rather aliens.
I don't think so.
I would.
Have you ever? I don't want to scare you, but you know what they do to you when they kidnap you and take you up in their spaceship?
We have no idea.
It's not pleasant.
We have no idea.
It involves a probe.
We have no idea.
I'd prefer China or Iraq or somebody
Russia?
Like that. I don't want to deal with the intergalactic space force.
They could be very friendly. They could be among us right now, and we have no idea. So, I would rather
the aliens?
Unknown than the known.
The aliens could be among us, I guess.
I just don't.
Among Us, great game.
I just want America to pay attention. That's it. I've seen this in a million films, and nobody pays attention until it's too late. So,
what was the last film you saw? When Mars attacked?
Can we do space only themed rejoins in this morning, Chime?
Yeah, I'm gonna need some help with that. Okay. I don't know too many.
I can offer several.
I am playing one song in honor of Wiggy's statement just a couple minutes ago, though.
Okay.
First, then we can go full space theme.
All right. Well, more on the space alien drone attack, which we are under currently, coming up during the news with Courtney at 7:45. Before that, our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will go over what Red Sox chief baseball officer Craig Breslow said yesterday about the aggressive pursuit of free agents, which can...
Anything you want to say, Wiggs, yet about those socks?
Hey, they better make it happen sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Can I get another one Bites the Dust rejoined from Queen since we lost Max Fried to the Yankees because we wouldn't pay for him?
Still got Burns.
Is that somebody's lead? Is that anybody's lead this morning?
Oh, I was going to jump on that if
you
Curtis
are?
Wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to mention something about the news yesterday with the Patriots and a former coach.
All right. We'll jump on all of that on our leads coming up. They set it at 7. News with Courtney at 7:45. 12 days of Chris Curtismas at 8:45. And it's a Celtics Wednesday, so Mego will be here with us at 9. Right now, Courtney, our expert on the American judicial system, with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins fell to the Jets 8-1. Winnipeg came alive in the third period with 5 goals. Pasta had the only goal for the Bees in the second, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 27 saves in the loss. And I just wonder, Wiggy, do you still feel like it's rust on Swayman?
No, I think he's kind of, he's putting a lot of pressure on himself, and your defense stinks.
Okay.
When you allow the guy who's camping out in front to get the rebound off the boards and just put it in, I put that on your defenseman who's standing next to him. Or when you got 4 guys going on one guy and they leave a guy wide open, because I think they might even talked about this at intermission. They didn't realize that they were on a PK, and they decided to go to all one guy and leave a guy wide open in front of a net. I would say that's more on your defense than your goalie.
I mean, Hellebuck made some incredible saves last night. I think he's second best save percentage in the NHL right now, but he made some unbelievable saves last night. But they're just not that good right now.
Yep.
They're not.
They're now on the road. They have the Kraken in Seattle tomorrow, the same day the Celtics have the Pistons at home. Some Red Sox news. The Sox are reportedly preparing a formal contract to offer former Cy Young winner Corbin Burns.
Okay, we got action.
And the Patriots have waived KJ Osborne yesterday, with sources saying it was a mutual decision. Osborne signed a 1-year, $4 million deal in the offseason as an unrestricted free agent.
Who's worse at their job, Elliot Wolf or Jerron Mayo?
Elliot Wolf.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's close.
I mean, it's very close.
Two big acquisitions, one left the league and the other gets cut 4 weeks before the end of the season.
Yeah, that's on your GM. You get one out and got the wrong guys. Mm-hmm. Why would you go out and get KJ Osborne anyways?
And why wasn't he cut earlier? I don't understand this. Why wasn't he cut before Tyquan Thornton? Like, at least Tyquan Thornton is young and you drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Osborne added zero value whatsoever.
And there's zero doubt in my mind, Tyquan Thornton currently on the Chiefs practice squad, that he is going to have some play in the playoffs that's going to make us throw things at the TV.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but Curtis, you're getting Cole Strange back.
Look out.
Hasn't played in a year.
Right.
But he's finally off IR.
Yeah.
Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is Sushi Madness. Pick up select varieties for $6 each. That's right. Select varieties of sushi are $6 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Welcome back. 45 degrees, raining outside. Going to rain most of the day. Much needed, though, Greg. Afternoon high in the 60s.
Curtis, there may be some power outages later on today because of the wind.
Yeah, we got a high wind warning out there. So if you're in the burbs, look out for some power outages. Charge those devices of yours.
Okay, we are back with...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hour leads coming up next.
Okay, Shime, I get it, but he thinks the drones in New Jersey are not space alien related because they only come out at night.
Yeah.
I got that.
I mean, like, I've never saw a drone in the sky in daytime.
Do you want an eyewitness? Here's John from New Jersey who listens to the program.
Hey guys. I'm in South Jersey, which is, I don't know.
Courtney and Curtis both know exactly where South Jersey is. They identify
okay.
it on a map.
Yeah, yes. It's right outside of Manhattan.
Okay. So I'm not far from this Earl Naval Station, and what they do is they load ammunition to boats for, you know, for warships and things like that. It's from a 3 mile distance from shore.
Uh-huh.
So these drones are flying over this area. I find it hard to believe that they don't know what these drones are. Mm. If they're related to the military or whatever, and they just don't tell us, because people have taken video like in my area, and you can see them. They're out up there at night. They're large. They're large, you know, drones. They're not these small, like, ones that people use for their, you know, leisure.
They're attack drones. So you're saying nothing to be concerned about. You think the U.S. government knows.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
During one of the games several years ago, there was a drone flying over Fenway.
Yeah.
And I thought all these drones have to be registered no matter what.
They do.
They have codes and stuff.
They do.
So how could they not know, like, what these drones are?
Great
question. Who owns them and where they're coming from?
And very scary question. The FBI sitting there yesterday, emergency congressional hearing, and they have no idea what they are. If you have a drone, it has to be registered, and they should be able to track exactly who and what is responsible for these drones.
I'm seeing right through them. That is someone from the other side.
That's an alien plant call.
Greg, I would say that call made about as much sense as a guy having $8,000 cash on him and hopping on a bus and eating at a McDonald's after killing a guy.
Are we going to get to, we'll probably get to that during the news again, but I think we need an appearance from Conspiracy Kurt during the news, if we could.
I will be happy to oblige.
Conspiracy Kurt has me somewhat obsessed with Luigi and what is going on.
If you had 8K on you, wouldn't you figure some way of getting to another place?
I think you'd be in Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
I would expect that if and you had $2,000 allegedly in foreign currency on you, I think you'd be in that foreign land where you could use that currency.
And yes. I'd be waxing the eyebrows immediately. It's the dead giveaway. I mean, Curtis, I'm with you. I'm down a dark rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So you don't think he was the actual shooter?
I don't know. I think he wanted to get...
Okay.
Have you seen the video that compares the security footage of the shooter and his eyebrow area, and then the photos that appeared later of Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, right. Like
unibrow.
I can really
unibrow in the original shooter footage. Right. Doesn't seem like there is.
Okay.
Believe me, I don't know if you've seen my mugshot. I know a unibrow. I lived with the pain and suffering of a unibrow for my early teens and in, maybe into my 20s.
Was it your life goal to get a unichin?
That's what I wanted. Although coming up during the news, if we ever get to it, there is a new most popular plastic surgery procedure in this country, which women are undergoing.
I kind of like it.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to that during the news. Courtney's back from jury duty just for today. And then do you know if the case is going to wrap up tomorrow? Or are you gone for the rest of the week? Like,
I'm hoping tomorrow. I'm still going to come in because they don't need us there till 8:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to come till 7:30.
Okay.
All right.
And I think later on in the show, you brought the Greg Hill Show Wrapped for the entire year.
Yes, and we even did a EEI Wrapped.
Oh, so we know exactly how much flex time everybody took this year?
Yeah, and let me just tell you, if I didn't get jury duty and if my aunt didn't die, it would have been over for you bitches because I would have crushed.
Well, you can't say if I didn't. I mean, I could say if I didn't have the flu.
Right, if I didn't have Noro.
I mean,
just saying.
I bet it's a Claire runaway. By leaders in the clubhouse.
Well, there's a clear runaway here at the radio station, that's for sure.
I'm talking about on our show.
Our show?
Yeah. I'm going to go put my money on either Shime or Courtney.
Shime or Courtney, most flex time?
All right.
Well, we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on today's show. But right now, this...
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
Shime request or dealer's choice?
That one was the one dealer's choice I had today because as soon as you said aliens, that's the first song I think of.
I mean, you're going to find many that specifically mention aliens. You will find a lot of rejoin choices that mention space.
Mm-hmm. Sure, so, yes. That I have already gotten a bunch of requests for.
Since this nation is under space alien drone attack, all space-themed rejoins this morning. DM Shime or go in the Twitch chat or in the YouTube chat or text on the new text line with your requests, and he will get them on instant requests. Instant Request Wednesday on this show. Shime, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. So my lead today is very simple. It is, I don't know if you remember this story. Courtney told us when she was in her dating phase, every once in a while she would go on a date with a guy just to have dinner. The Red Sox are now that schmuck that gets taken on a date just for dinner because they have now been with multiple players and none of these guys actually have any interest in them, and they are unable to actually afford to have these players in their lives whatsoever.
Right.
And the Red Sox are never going to sign a big name free agent. You want Max Fried? Too bad he's going to sign with the New York Yankees. Ooh,
you weren't even close when it came to the offer.
Yeah, like which is insane. You knew it was going to be around $200 million, and the Yankees came in at $218. So, like, you knew it was going to be there. If you're not even close, what are you even doing? They say they're preparing a big offer for Corbin Burns, and you want to know what? They're going to prepare a quote-unquote big offer, and then, aw, shucks, we just missed. We were just off on Corbin Burns, and then they're going to go try and trade for try and get Alex Bregman, because that's who AC wants. But no, here comes Breslow. I don't really think that's a great idea, even though Sam Kennedy and Alex Cora love Alex Bregman, and so it's just like it's an absolute disaster. It is a bunch of frauds.
With that $218 million that the Yankees were willing to pay, what you have to give to get, if you're going to go try and get Garrett Crochet, that went up. That went way up yesterday.
Way up. Like, you have to, and you have to trade for him and then give him a contract. Like, it's a nightmare for the Boston Red Sox. They continue to like just undershoot every single free agent money-wise. They don't want to actually pay for anyone. They're just going to run it back. And just like last year when they said full throttle, they were lying to your face.
Wow. If you were in on Juan Soto
right
for $700 million, how can you not be in for $218 million?
You got to be. It don't make sense.
That's why it makes perfect sense.
That's why my lead was going to be you basically – have until Monday to really do some damage. And if you don't, I think at this point in time, it'll be they really took us out to the woodshed, and now there's no turning back.
Okay, can we all answer honestly?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do we now believe the Red Sox were at all truly in on Juan Soto for $700 million?
No chance.
Yes.
You're not even in on Max Fried for $200 million.
I mean, you didn't even talk to the agent
during the weekend in which the player made his decision.
And pitching is way more important to your lineup right now than hitters.
But then again, pitching tends to go a lot quicker when you pay a guy that type of money versus paying a guy like Juan Soto is going to be a lot more productive in the later years of that contract than a guy like Max Fried.
They're probably going to tell you next that they were like the Yankees and they didn't want to give him a luxury suite for his family, is what the Red Sox are going to tell you. That's why they didn't get Juan Soto.
That's bad.
So I just...
Wiggy is to the Red Sox spending as Greg was to Mac Island.
Yeah. No, I told you my lead was they got till Monday. If they're not signing Corbin Burns,
they're running out of legit guys to sign.
But that's why Corbin Burns is out there with the guy Bregman's still out there. There's still everybody's talking about the Crochet guy. So
if they get those two guys, they're still beneath $300 million total spent this offseason when they said they were going to spend $700 million.
If they get those two guys, they've gotten elite talent. That's what I'm looking at. They didn't get Soto, but if they're able to then go out and get elite talent, because that's what we all talked about them doing, and if they're able to go out and get those guys, then they're actually signing elite talent and not just regular guys that were like, who the hell is this dude?
John in the car, Curtis in the Twitch chat, says essentially just because they weren't in on Fried doesn't mean that the Soto stuff wasn't real.
John just regurgitates what I say every 2 minutes on the show, so if you miss anything I said, just hop on the Twitch chat. Yeah, if you're not a moron, it's very simple. The Red Sox approach to the other free agents that have come off the board mirrors that of their approach with Juan Soto. And what they did was wait for their buddy to hand the card to the server and then go digging into their pocket and calling their friendly reporters at the Globe and say they were at $700 million. If they were actually at the table, they would have found out from the agent himself prior to Juan Soto making the deal. They were at a dinner table down the road, down the hall from where Boris was, and he didn't even get up to tell them because they weren't a finalist to begin with.
I mean, the clear best option that remains available is Corbin Burns, right? I mean, that's it.
That's what they'll tell you.
You gotta get him.
Well, Wiggy, right.
Who else?
And well, what if the Crochet guy?
You have to trade for Crochet.
You're gonna have to get rid of. But then
Cassis and prospects.
But didn't they say they were willing?
You're gonna have to give a boatload to get the guy.
Yeah. So Wiggy,
didn't they say they were willing to give up prospects?
Yeah. And now if they don't, they look even worse. Again.
Right. But I agree with you. But
there's also an internal argument going on. I think Sean McAdams reported when it comes to Bregman.
Correct. Yeah.
So Sam Kennedy and Alex Cora want him. And the baseball ops people, Craig Breslow and others, do not want him.
Oh, what a great good cop, bad cop. These people, if they spent this amount of time on actually improving the roster instead of spinning their fans, you're telling me if Cora and Sam Kennedy want a guy, Kennedy is not only the president of the Red Sox, he's the president of the entire Fenway Sports Group. Alex Cora is the most highly paid guy in the entire front office. They're going to say, oh, no, Breslow doesn't want him?
Yeah, that one don't make sense.
That's what they're going to say. They're like criminals.
If they actually put all this effort to good use, they might actually make something happen.
We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the leads next. Thank you, Sean. This country remains under some kind of unidentified alien drone attack. Nobody but myself paying attention to it. People are proceeding with discussions about the Red Sox and the Patriots and Bill Belichick and and the Boston Bruins getting crushed by the Winnipeg Jets, and nobody's paying any attention to what is going on in the skies above us. So I am here to say we greet you in peace, and we would like nothing more than to be friends.
You know that one guy in the movie that sees everything, we're all just living our lives, and then by the time it happens?
I want to have a meeting. Yeah. I would like to have a meeting. We break bread and see if we can work something out. Mutually, there's plenty of planets. Let's mutually agree on being friends. We have leads left, though, this morning, and we're probably going to have to get to They Said It at 7:20, Shime. So They Said It at 7:20. We will go over what Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow said yesterday about the very aggressive pursuit of free agents, which continues here. Curtis, your lead this morning. Your mic on, Curtis. Good morning.
Point of Predator in rehearsals. March 17th, 2020. We had Dropkick Murphy in the freaking parking lot, sent them home because of COVID.
Yes.
Couldn't have a St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
That was also the day that Tom Brady left and went to the Tampa Bay Bucks. And that one decision by Robert, Bill, whomever, exposed the organization in a way that even shocks me today. You have Robert Kraft getting rid of Bill Belichick, bringing in a guy because he kisses his ass and does whatever he's told, gives the debrief. You empower Robin Glazer that she's part of the interviews with Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf, according to Greg Bedard, where they are turning away or turning off potential coordinators because of fear of where the direction of the organization is headed. And yesterday you have the announcement that Bill Belichick has agreed and is waiting on the North Carolina chancellor to agree to his 400-page manifesto about how to coach the team, how to go NIL.
Was it handwritten?
The entire NFL world said no twice. Two coaching cycles. And Bill Belichick is going back to college with his tail between his legs. Tom Brady is running up the score on Belichick and Kraft. I said the Patriots would be like the Bulls without Jordan. I gave them too much credit. They're like BC without Troy Bell. I mean, it is an unmitigated disaster for the legacies of Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick that the Patriots and Bill Belichick look the way they look today, that the rest of the league is showing in their actions. They all say nice things. People tell the press, I can't believe Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. It's obscene. Every team needs to win, and every team is saying no. Once again, to Bill Belichick, and it is shocking even to me.
So he's agreed? Because I thought he hasn't agreed to anything.
Did you see the story yesterday?
Varying, yeah, I saw multiple stories.
There are varying
stories.
Reports.
Yes.
It seems to me that some in the know are reporting that he absolutely has an offer in hand.
Yep.
He wrote them a 400. He gave them a 400-page Bible. I'm guessing probably a PowerPoint that Matt Patricia put together. And he is mulling their offer, or he's there working on the details of it, or whatever. It seems like it is a fait accompli that Bill will be the head coach at UNC.
So he's waiting for them.
Right. He has agreed. Okay. He's waiting for them to agree to him.
Yeah.
Which I think that this is going to be an absolute done deal. Like, there's no way UNC looks at Bill Belichick and all that he has to offer. If you are, and I understand Wiggy says today's youth doesn't care about what happened in the past. It's what you can offer me now. If you are a kid that is committed to going to the University of North Carolina right now, or if you are somebody that's on that football team, it is such a win for you. I can't even express how excited those kids must be feeling. Because
Wiggy doesn't believe that.
Why not hire him?
I think they definitely are.
Wiggy was telling me and Rich yesterday that those who are playing college football have no idea who Bill Belichick is.
Some of them don't care. Some of them don't know the history of Bill. I mean, they're 17 years old, Greg, let's be honest.
I don't think it matters about the history. I'm with you there. But I think they look at Bill Belichick and they say, all right, if Bill Belichick thinks I have talent, I'm going to make it in this league.
The only way he does that is they have to be sitting in front of him where he then says to them, here's how I'm going to get you to the NFL. As of right now, they can care less.
I disagree with you a bit there. I agree with you when it comes to when you make it to the NFL and you're making millions and millions of dollars. You don't care that Bill Belichick won all these Super Bowls or coach Tom Brady. All you care about is what he can do for you and where he can get you now. At the college level, I think Bill Belichick being your head coach brings a different type of energy.
Great lead, Curtis.
Great lead.
You brought up the Bedard stuff. I think we'll get to that during my lead because some of it with sources inside the Patriots. Some of it is alarming.
Very. So yeah.
We will get to the rest of today's leads next.